it's our hope, our sincere hope, that we receive at least the same level of funding from the state of Alaska as we did last year, and that will be funded to the cap by the Borough Assembly.
That was Superintendent John O'Brien speaking during a district-wide budget meeting and presentation last week. He said Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce will support full funding this year, but that still leaves one other, much bigger political question: what the legislature will do. The governor will release his version of the budget in December, and then the fun really starts on January 20th when the legislature gavels in. Between now and then, leaders in the district are trying to remind everyone what that funding, more than $50 million from the borough and nearly $90 million from the state, represents for students.
As Mr. O'Brien said, we really didn't want to come out this time and start talking already about these are the things we're going to look at cutting.
That's Assistant Superintendent Dave Jones.
What we need to do is look at what's the best way we can invest that money to improve student performance.
That's what the district did more than a decade ago when it was lagging behind in some big markers, most notably graduation rates.
What was significant is we were able to add interventionist position. And what those positions did was we took elementary students that were significantly behind in reading and math, and those interventionists then pull them out for an hour a day for the whole school year, 170 days. And what we've found from that is that when person, if a student goes into, say, third grade, significantly below third grade reading, by the time they get out of there through the interventionist program, they have not only gained, but they're on par with where they're supposed to be going into the fourth grade.
Fast forward a few years, and as those same students reach the end of their secondary education, indicators like graduation rates begin creeping up in the district. Jones says this year the Kenai's graduation rate projects to be at or even slightly above the national average. But as the district has trimmed staff over the last 5 years in response to state budget cuts, it's that individualized portion of instruction that could potentially be set back.
When we start looking at these very interventionist positions that we've added, when we start looking to have to cut them, then that's like we know we have positive proof that they work and they provide a benefit to our students, but we're being put in the financial situation to where now, you know, we're reducing them because we can't reduce the main classroom teacher.
And those gains in various academic measures made over the last several years are in jeopardy of slipping again, even with so-called flat funding. Because even with the same numbers going into the budget as last year, the numbers on the other side of the ledger continue to grow.
We really would rather spend our time looking at how can we improve education and the services that we offer to our students, as opposed to how can we cut and still try to provide, you know, similar services.
More budget cuts are expected in the governor's budget proposal that will be released next month. The administration has indicated it's looking at a 15% cut from all departments. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.